The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Our guest has worked with everyone from Miles Davis, Stevie Wonder, Bob James, and Hugh Masekela. Keiko, of course, is stunning, soft-spoken, and a petite powerhouse with such a commanding presence at the piano and has amassed a devout following through the years. And she is also a renowned jazz and contemporary instrumental musician known for her smooth jazz and her new age compositions. She's also our musical guest in this hour, and we also get to spend, you know, time with her as one of the artists that will be on the Joy of Jazz stages this month, and of course she is here on the KJS Show. Keiko, hello, welcome to the KJS Show.
Hi, nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. You know, I must say that when we heard that you were joining us and you're going to be on the show, we were quite excited, you know, because your career is quite prolific and you've worked with a lot of musicians from all over the continent over that vast number of years. Let's reflect, you know, on this time of your musical career and maybe share some of your favorite highlights over the years.
Oh my gosh. That's so versatile question. I'll go back to my student era. I was not thinking about becoming a professional musician, but the piano and music is my kind of partner of life. And I was studying, but at school I was working hard too. But when I had a special opportunity to compose for the movie soundtrack in Japan, and then since then, I started catching the melodies instead of trying to write. So by the director's image, he was talking to me and in front of the script, and then immediately introduction and the whole melody came to me. And that song became the main theme for that movie. And then I found this special magic moment, like, okay, catching and receiving from somewhere. Yeah. And then my original style, which is, of course, there are many influences like classical or rock or sometimes jazz or world music. And for me, music has no borders. And now I have 30 albums and all of them are my original compositions. And I'm grateful to travel with my music because I really experience this magical moment with the audience that music connects us beyond all the differences. So language, culture, ethnic background, religion, doesn't matter. And we can put our mind together. So now I believe that this is my mission of this life.
Yes. And I want us to stay, you know, with your musical journey for a moment. Let's reflect maybe on your days, the early days in Japan. And this was before becoming an international artist that we know today, you know. Was music always part of the journey?
I think so. So even from elementary school era, like writing diary. But for me, like when I saw I saw beautiful lake and then inspired me to write the melody and it became like song called the Green Lake. So it's like that, but that era is tiny song, but gradually I studied about jazz and classical and also composing and writing arrangement. So then I became recording artist somehow.
As they say, the rest is history. And of course, Kofifi, we're spending time here with Keiko Matsui this Sunday. Of course, she's our musical guest as we get ready for the Joy of Jazz Festival that is taking place at the Sandton Convention Center. That is on the 27th and on the 28th of September 2024. Now, Keiko, I am interested, I guess, in the creative process that you use when you create music. You know, particularly, talk to us about how you approach blending traditional Japanese elements with jazz and contemporary styles, you know, within the music.
Well, first of all, the piano is a Western instrument, and I don't think there's no Japanese jazz. And the roots of the music is from Africa, right? chanting right. Chanting to the earth, or sending gratitude to the weather and right. rain and right. these things. Yeah. That became rhythm and a chorus voice. And so that's the roots, I believe that. And then I learned about jazz, and it's kind of worldwide. And so, but I found that music has no borders. And that's why my song has many elements, sometimes different places. But somehow all these rhythm and melodies, everything is connected in me. And I express that.
We're loving it. Of course, we're in conversation with Keiko Matsui this Sunday. You know, your current project, you know, as we're getting ready for this conversation today, your current project, Euphoria, came out in 2023 and features an incredible lineup of collaborators, Miss Layla Hathaway, Kirk Whalum, Joel Ross. You know, let's talk about these collaborators and their unique contribution to this project.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was an amazing project. And especially this was made after the crazy pandemic of 2 years, and finally we got together in the studio together. Yeah. And then but when I received, I was correcting all the melodies and motifs, and when I received the melody as a vocal song, and then immediately I thought about Layla Hathaway, and during composing, without asking her to sing, I just completed my composing part and yeah. imagining her voice and the range. And she has got great versatile range and style. And then we approached with my co-producer, Bud Hunter, my manager. And we approached to her, and she loved the song. And also, I wanted to her to write lyrics. Yeah. And then she kind of made like, Keiko, is this which kind of image or which kind of song? And then I explained to her about the life and the pain and love and courage. And then she wrote this beautiful lyrics called Love and Nothingness. So that was quite very honored to have her. I admire her work, and it was so amazing recording progress. And then another song, I have Kirk Whalum, and Kirk Whalum became my dear friend, and he joined my album since The Road, dot, dot, dot. Mm. And then after that, we had many collaboration show opportunity, and he invited me to his album, and I invited him again on this album too. And when I think about who is the best for this song, so each song, I kind of catch sense. Like, I have sense, like, sometimes the song telling me this is the song, or then I imagine, like, oh, Kirk is the best for this song. And then the title track, Euphoria, which is like a jazz symphony. And then I imagine the arranger, John Beasley, yeah, and also Joel Ross on a vibraphone. And it was amazing collaboration. And also when I received the melody, introduction bass line, the song called Neo. And immediately I feel that, okay, this song, I want to have a trumpet or a flugel horn. And then, of course, Randy Brecker, since the Brecker brothers, immediately I thought about, oh, Randy would be great. So, and I invited him to perform at Sony Hall in New York previous year. And I wanted to invite him to play on my album someday. And I thought, this is the time. And then he made a great conversation towards my piano and my rhythm track. So it was very honored to have him on this album too.
You've just joined us. We are in conversation with the international pianist and keyboardist, of course, Keiko Matsui, who's coming to Johannesburg in a few weeks for the Joy of Jazz Festival, and will be performing on the Conga stage and joined by Nokukhanya Dlamini for this set. Let's talk about that one. What can we expect?
Oh, yes. Actually, that was a great surprise because I'm bringing my band. I called a tour member called Family, My Family on the Road. And there are great players like on drums, Jimmy Brandy from Cuba, originally. And on bass, Rico Bellet from Holland. On guitar, JP Morao from Brazil. And on flute and saxophone, Brandon Fields from the USA. And then I was introduced by promoter, and I found that legendary vocalist Nokhanya loves Leila Hathaway and my song Love and Nothingness. They told me that she would love to perform together, so she will be the special guest. And this is the world premiere of this song, Love and Nothingness. I haven't played for the live yet, So really excited about that too.
Oh, we look forward to that one, of course. I haven't seen it live at all, but I've been listening to it on the album, and it's fantastic rendition. Really, really fantastic things ahead of us here at the Joy of Jazz Festival. Now, Keiko, of course, this is not your first show, you know, the Joy of Jazz Festival, and I can only imagine what your playlist now is going to look like. I mean, what are you going to choose for the set? We have so many, you know, from over the years, 30 albums, that's 300 songs. Tell us how or where do you start?
Yes, so I'm in trouble. And I've heard that I'm so grateful to have great music fans in South Africa, and I love your country. And this is, I feel really bond to your country. Even I made the album with the South African musicians, and Huma Sekera is my dear friend. He's in heaven, but I invited him to the Japan tour too. So really, really, I don't know which song I should play, but of course, I'd love to feature my latest album, Euphoria, because there are so much messages and love and courage and my belief. So we'll do that. And besides that, I'd like to bring back my some kind of a classic hit from my previous albums. So I hope I'll try my best.
Yes. Just be ready for a lot of singing along, I think. You know, that's going to be the highlight of the festival.
Yes, yes, yes. I've been telling this story in a different country too, because Joy of Jazz, first time performance at the Joy of Jazz made me so much happily shocked because applause is not just applause. It's like banging the earth and screaming and humming to the melody with my name, sometimes my name, because my songs are mostly instrumental song. Yeah. But I heard while I'm playing, maybe that was just the second song or something, and I heard they are singing, and why they are singing, what they are singing, and then it was my melody. And oh my gosh, it was amazing. So much passion and love I felt. And also at the end of my show, Peter Trotted made a fireworks and bam, bam, bam. It was like, oh my gosh, what happened? And it was beautiful fire. I never forget. That was my highlight. That was a highlight, one of the highlights of my music career.
Oh man, you know, we look forward to that. And I think, you know, my next question was, how do you prepare for live performances? And I think you just answered that. You just come in and you get love, and you feed back the love, and it's just one big gathering. And we certainly look forward to that. But I also want to talk about, you know, the spiritual aspect that is centered around your music, and why is it so important, you know, to bring in these elements. Earlier you mentioned, you know, you wrote a song about a river. That's very interesting and very powerful, you know, to show how connected you are to your surroundings and everything around you, which also kind of brings in that spirituality element. Why is it so important, Keiko?
Well, in my career, I gradually started feeling that some speciality about the magic from music. And those things made me think. And also, of course, there are tons of great musicians and great composers, but I have this great opportunity to create album and delivering my show with a travel.
Yeah.
So I want to maintain the quality to write strong melody, which can stay human's heart for many centuries, like classic or jazz standard. So that was my kind of main thing. And at the same time, because of the roots of the music, and also always my thought by seeing the world, and made me think. And these emotions and the thoughts are really reflecting. Myself is reflecting to each song, and every album has different reflection from me. And also at the concert, really I'm not just doing entertainment show. It is like dedicating and my emotions really connect to the audience, and we are really experienced together. So that's why I felt this for me, me performing or me creating composition, it is very meaningful time and there is spirituality.
Of course, the art of great music and the power of incredible music is what we're talking about with my guest here, Keiko Matsui. She is in the country in a few weeks' time. And of course, since it is the month of September already, I hope you've got your tickets ready. She's going to be on the Conga stage that is on the 27th of September, 2024 at the Joy of Jazz Festival. And of course, thank you so much, Keiko. We look forward to seeing you on stage. You know, we look forward to experiencing this energy. And once again, marking your return to the Johannesburg, you know, stages once again.
Happy too.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for chatting to us. And of course, as we wrap up this conversation, what are you looking forward to, you know, outside of the festival, to experiencing once again in Johannesburg?
Well, first thing is looking forward to see my fans there.
Yeah.
And also, since I'm taking my current family on the road, we'd love to experience some great food, of course, and also maybe short safari. I'd love to take them.
Thank you so much for joining us, of course, here on this Sunday, and all the best, and we will see you in Johannesburg.
Yes, see you soon. Thank you.
Absolutely. She is the celebrated pianist, composer, and humanitarian. Yes, Keiko Matsui, and she was on the KJazz Show.